Dan, if people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions, is that a bad thing?
You have saved yourself a lot of stress and self-retribution. Congratulations.
How so?
Look, how many people have been successful with keeping these resolutions for a whole year? It really is just a source of stress, you know, and it's not a resolution as much as it's a wish list. You know, I wish I would, whatever, achieve more, make more money, or become more attractive. Whatever it is, it's a wish list.
And do you think, from your experience, those things, if we were to achieve them, would they make us happier?
Unlikely.
How come? That's disappointing.
In my opinion, I think happiness is a byproduct of so many other things. It's a byproduct of living a life of gratitude. You know, it's a byproduct of love, generosity of spirit. It's a byproduct of compassion. So those things lead to happiness. And if you pursue happiness for the sake of happiness, you're going to get lost in that pursuit.
So it sounds like we put ourselves on this wild goose chase every January.
Yes, we do. We do put ourselves on this wild goose chase by creating that wish list and thinking they really are resolutions, that we have resolved to those things. But we haven't. You know, you've got to do it in millimeters. You have to do it, in my opinion, as an act of kindness towards yourself.
Let's say there is an issue I would like to address, whether it's on New Year's or ever, right? And it's an issue that's causing me stress. For example, this is not true, but let's say I'm always late, and this is something I want to change because it's really wrecking my life. How do I go about this? How do I start thinking about it in a way that's going to really change this?
I would ask, what would you have to give up in order to make this change in your life? Because there's always loss. Change always involves loss.
And once we've assessed that, then what?
You've got to be honest with yourself again. Are you ready to give those things up? Are you truly ready? And what does that mean for you? And if you don't say it means anxiety or concern, then you're likely not being honest with yourself. Because if it was easy, you would have done it before New Year's.
So it sounds like any change first involves careful consideration and thought about what's at the root of this problem.
Yeah. I would even use the word devotion.
Mm-hmm.
To change, a heartfelt devotion, and contrast that with what I called earlier a resolution as a wish list. You know, this involves more energy, a resolution. It involves more devotion. And you know what else has to be okay? Failure has to be okay. I read an article years ago. People in 12-step programs, when they fall off the wagon and get back on, they said every time they fall off the wagon increases their chances of staying sober. So failing has to be okay, but as long as it doesn't cancel the process.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.